Thus, before long, Poseidon and Apollo settled this earthwork. Now, though, on both sides tumult and combat raged around the wall, whose tower beams rang from battering. The Argives under Zeus's lash were beaten back upon the long ships, all in fear of Hector, master of rout that day. Aye, as before, furious as a high wind when it strikes, he wheeled and fought, boar-like, or like a lion that rounds in mighty joy on dogs and men. The hunters close ranks in a wall and face him to make a broadside volley of javelins, but his high heart will neither quail nor flee. His own courage kills him. Everywhere he turns to test the ranks, and when he charges, all give way. So forward into the melee Hector charged, and turned, and called his men to cross the moat. But his own chariot team dared not, but on the very brink arrested, whinnied and reared away in panic, seeing the ditch could not be taken in a leap or passed through easily. On either side, banks overhung it with stakes pointing inward, sharp and long and close together, set by the Achaeans as a ground defense against their dire attackers. No beast drawing a nimble car could easily descend there, and men on foot thought hard if they could pass. At this, Polydamas at Hector's elbow said, "Hector and the rest of you, our captains, captains of auxiliaries, we are fools to drive our teams into the moat, so rough it is to get across. The stakes inside like fangs against us, and then comes the wall. There is no chance at all with chariots to get down in the place and fight. No room. Impaled there, I can see us now. If Zeus in thunder will make havoc of Achaeans, if he is hot in the Trojans' cause, by heaven I wish this fight were over soon, the Achaeans wiped out, distant far from Argos, winning no glory. If they once reform, braced on the ships, and counterattack, while we are trapped here in the ditch, then I foresee not even a messenger will reach the town. No one escapes the Achaeans once they rally. Well, then, everyone do as I propose. Charioteers, pull up at the moat's edge, while we ourselves in harness and on foot follow Hector in closed ranks. The Achaeans cannot hold if now their ultimate destruction is at hand." Polydamas's counsel to avoid the risk won Hector over, and he vaulted down with weapons from his chariot. Other Trojans stayed no longer huddled behind their teams, but seeing that Hector had dismounted, each commanded his charioteer to keep in line outside the ditch, with a tight rein on his horses, while fighting men moved out ahead. They formed five companies under leaders, each in column,